Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to CMC Radio. This is your host, Rob May. Joining me today is Elsa Gomez. Elsa, welcome back.
Thank you. Hi, Rob.
How you
nice
doing
to
today?
Be back.
All right. It's
doing
great to
well,
have you
yeah.
back. So, Elsa, I know you know the last couple of weeks you were actually away in Ireland, and I'm sure that was an amazing trip for you.
It was a very, very nice trip.
Good to hear.
Exhausting,
good to hear.
But nice. Yes.
Those are usually the best vacations, though. They are a little exhausting, but
definitely.
You always come back refreshed. So, Elsa, why don't we get right into it, then?
Okay.
In terms of your background and upbringing, can you share with us a little bit about yourself? Because I know, obviously, you know, you have an illustrious career that we're going to get to, but I want to know a little bit more about you.
Okay. Well, I was born just a few years ago. in Venezuela, and my parents moved to New York when I was like 3 months old. So I grew up in New York, and then when I was just starting high school, my parents did this awful thing. They moved to Puerto Rico, and, you know, we were in our teens. My brothers and I were just upset. You know, how could this happen?
Right.
But it was a very good experience. Learning a lot about, you know, other things, other places. Just, you know, how to do things differently. So it was quite a growing up experience.
Right. Well, I mean, you certainly have seen a lot of different cultures and a lot of different variety.
Right, and then I also like to travel quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I was in high school and college, I was able to take the school trips. And some of them, you know, went everywhere. So
sure.
I got a little bit of got used to being able to go and see places and enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and learn about you know, other things and how things are done differently in other places.
Absolutely. You get that multicultural background and you get that ideas, the blending of ideas really from everywhere that you go.
Right, right.
And what are some of your favorite places that you've been to?
The last one was Ireland, but one before that, we took the Bernini Express from Switzerland, and traveled all the way down through Italy.
Wow.
Stopped in each one of the cities, and we said we're not interested in having expensive hotels.
Right.
We want just something in the heart of town so that we can mix with the people around there and see what they like to see. And that was very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we did was we paid for our train, of course, and our reservations at the hotels. And as soon as you got to the train station, you could take any of the taxis anywhere to go to the hotel that you were in.
Right.
And everything was within walking distance, which was very good. You know, the hotels within close to the town are very good in the sense that you can walk everywhere.
Sure.
You know, and be comfortable. You don't have to worry about, you know, how long is it going to take to get here or move here. And now you just walk. And the good thing, too, is that you can mix with the people and they will give you a lot of information. Not tourist guides, but just regular people.
Mm-hmm.
And you just mix in with them and they will tell you all sorts of things to do, where to go, what are the best places they consider, you know, the locals consider the best places to eat.
Right. Do you like to try different foods?
Yes, yes. But they have to be cooked. So.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they
no
have,
sushi.
You know, unless it's cooked.
Right.
But I know that's very unusual. But other than that, you know, as long as we could go to a lot of different places and, you know, see things,
mm-hmm.
See the history, you know, see the history of how things were done and how things were built so many years ago.
Right.
When you didn't have electricity, you didn't have cranes or any of the equipment we have today. You know, in that sense, it's just amazing to see things
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the old architecture and everything like that, too.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Colosseum, how it was built.
Right.
Now, when there was nothing, there was really definitely nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it was it's good. It's good to travel. It's good to get to know different places, get to meet different people, and
absolutely.
See what they are interested in, what are they're thinking about, you know, how they do things differently from us.
Right.
Which, you know,
definitely. And now, when you go to these other places, do you speak any other language other than English?
Spanish.
Okay.
But that's about it. So.
So over in Italy, though, you were still able to communicate at least a little bit enough with people?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things there is that you can always find someone that will speak English
mm-hmm.
and help you out.
Sure.
You know, they're always very helpful. I could find people that would speak Spanish, so that was a helpful thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, everybody was very helpful. In either way, we were traveling just to get on the buses, you know, and try to find where are we going and things like that, and asking people for information
mm-hmm.
on, you know, what's the best place to go, what's the best time to go to these places. It's very interesting to interact with, you know, people.
Sure.
In their own country. Even if you don't speak the language, in most cases, they, at least in the trips I've been to, you travel to all the different places, the little small little towns in Italy, and everybody's very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to make sure that you're in the right place. That
right.
You know, you're seeing the right things.
And so, along your trip then in Italy, were there any areas that you felt unsafe or anything like that?
No, not really. Not really. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say not really.
Mm-hmm.
It was comfortable. Again, we asked a lot of questions about, you know, what were the best places to go to.
Right.
You know, what would be the, like, for local things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was very helpful. You know, so
what were some of your favorite...
It's a question. It's also a question of attitude, you know.
Right.
You do the best you can, and you go forward, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and not everybody's nice.
But you get that anywhere,
though. It
doesn't
matter.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I know living in New York, you know, some New Yorkers get a bad rap.
Oh yes,
but
I know
not
that.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that exactly.
Yeah.
But so I'm curious, though, in terms of some of the foods that you eat, because I love trying different foods, especially from different places when I'm, you know, overseas or anywhere else. You know, was there anything that really stood out in your mind as a really great meal that you only could get there on your trip?
Not really, but one of the most fascinating things
mm-hmm.
was that everything is baked.
Okay.
Very few things are fried.
Mm-hmm.
which, you know, and we love fried food, of course. But everything was baked.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fat-free, can I say that?
Okay.
You know, very low in fat.
Right.
And then since, of course, we did a lot of walking, that helped me quite a bit, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. And did you go with a large group over there?
No, there was two of my neighbors.
Oh, great.
And we went to one of the AAA agencies that we like to go to, and we asked them what we wanted and how we wanted to do it, and they were very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, we said, no, we don't want high-end hotels. We just want something close to the town, close to where we can meet people and see how things are done. And again, like I said, they were very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Switzerland as well, right?
Yes, we were in Switzerland and in Lake Como, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm. I've only heard the most amazing things of the landscape of Switzerland. Really, I've heard it's a very beautiful place.
Going on the train, you see some such beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, how can I say this? It's just going through all of these different towns. You know, they're not tourist areas.
Right.
But they are very people friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very typical to what's normally done in those places. So it gets very comfortable being in different places and seeing people and how they do things. So
most recent trip. Now, this was Ireland that you went to. Again, I've only heard the nicest of things about Ireland itself, and people that go there once usually say, yes, that's one of the, I'm going to go back there.
Yes. Again, one of the nice things is there are so few people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very just walking around and just talking and meeting people. Very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can talk to a lot of people and they'll be very comfortable in getting to know you and comfortable to tell you what to do, how to do it, what the best places are. So that was, I believe, one of the benefits.
Right. And you said you went to a number of different places within Ireland. It wasn't just one central location, right?
Right. We went, we drove around all of the southern part. We went to Waterford to see the crystals. How they made these wonderful glass that's done there. a lot of, how can I say this? People very glad to see that people were there visiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were very, very accommodating. They,
sure.
What do you, how do you want to see? What do you want to see?
Right, right.
Of course, there's
always
someone that wants to do something, but
yep.
Again, it was just being nice and peaceful.
Of course, yeah. And I'm sure, too, that, you know, locals to a lot of places, and, you know, in particular, I would say, Ireland, because, you know, obviously some people have this idea of certain parts of Ireland being unsafe. But, you know, like you're mentioning, they're just so happy to see people coming from other places to see their home.
Yes, yes. You know, and they're very comfortable with helping people out and getting people to do things.
Right.
And getting people interested in what they're doing and how they're doing things.
Of course. And did you have any particular highlights of that trip that you would say stood out in your mind as like your favorite moments or places to visit?
Oh my gosh! I'm just putting the photos together. Dublin was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Going, I'm sorry, but I did not have any beer. But having their music,
mm-hmm.
seeing how, you know, their music, how they played it and everything, that was very, very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you get to see a lot of live, I guess, you know, performances and street performers type things?
A few, not a lot mm-hmm. of them, but a few, and a lot of nice. Entertaining people, you know, that were very accommodating and anxious for us to, you know, see their things. And,
sure.
You know, and enjoy what was happening and how it was happening. So.
And how was the cuisine there? Was the food pretty good over there?
It was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was... let's see how we're going to eat. It wasn't overly spicy.
Okay.
Very tasty. It tasted good. You know, nothing that you would say, oh, my God, this is so, not acidy, but so, how can I say this, spicy. It
mm-hmm.
wasn't like that at all. Had nice flavor to it. A really nice flavor. You know, so very good. Very good things
yep.
going with it, yeah.
So you would definitely recommend people going to Ireland if you had the chance then, right?
Oh, yes. 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 And, you know, and taking it just easy. Not, you don't have to go, you know, 5,000 places.
Right.
But just taking it easy and trying to see how they do things and why they do things.
Mm-hmm.
That's always very enjoyable.
Now, do you think that the way that you kind of moved around a lot when you were younger, do you think that kind of influenced your desire to travel?
Well, I think one of the things that influenced me most was that when I was very young, I wanted to be an archaeologist. And so I got to go see a lot of different things.
Right.
One of the things that went to see that was not as exciting as I thought it would be was that you have to deal with little animals.
Right.
And dealing with little animals was like, you know, insects and things like that.
Sure.
It's not really one of my favorite things to do. So from that I went on into chemistry
mm-hmm.
and said, okay, that's fine. Chemistry, I like to do chemistry. And that's what I studied.
Right. So you did actually get your hands dirty, though, in archaeology a little bit prior to getting into chemistry?
Tiny, tiny bit, yes. A tiny, tiny
yes.
bit, yes.
And it was the first crack of those insects that got you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a very interesting thing to do because, how can I say this? Because so much history is involved.
Right.
With everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just so much, so many things happened and so much history is involved. You just wonder, you know, how could they build these buildings? You know, how could they create the Colosseum, the Parthenon, you know, mm-hmm. all of these huge, the pyramids,
mm-hmm.
you know, without the machinery that we have today. And it was very interesting to find out how they did it.
Mm-hmm. You know, sure.
How they could get these huge blocks of rock up. You know, a lot of people worked very hard.
Right.
Very, very hard to do that. But it's always very interesting to understand how we evolve, how we go from
sure.
one thing to the other. I'm sorry, you had a question.
I was going to say, so I was curious to know if you, you know, when you went to the Colosseum on that particular trip, did you take tours or anything like that through it to see, you know,
yes.
to really hear about the history?
Yes, we took quite a number of tours. Since it was with the university, a lot of the things that were done were part of the history of learning things.
Right.
So we did quite a bit of learning about how things happened and why
That's
they happened.
Great.
So, yeah, it was very, 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 very interesting to know and to have, you know, just to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how things were built, why they were built, and, you know, how people could do things like that that we would never even think of.
Absolutely. And so when you were, so after you graduated from college, did you get to continue traveling at a fairly steady pace, or was it all work for a while?
No, I would travel quite a bit. But, of course, I had to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, you know, plan my vacations so that I could get to different places and see different
right.
things. So, but, you know, you have to work and keep things up and running.
Absolutely. And your you were, all of your work for the most part, I know that we've gone over your professional experience. And you were from, it was Chicago, correct, all the way to California then?
Yes, yes. I was.
And
in,
so, again, a vast change in climate.
Definitely, yes,
yeah.
Definitely a vast change.
And then, I mean, so where exactly were you in California then?
In Corona, California. That's about, it's in the Riverside County.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an hour east of Los Angeles.
Right. So pretty much it's very nice there year-round, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. And, you know, it's this year it's been quite a bit different because we've had the very, very bad drought.
Yep. Yeah.
And... you know, we're hoping it gets better, but the way things are looking, we've had very, very, they're going to try and, which I don't blame them, just start, how can I say this, rationing the water.
Wow.
You know, so that things can get better.
Right.
You know, and even though we would love to have a much more water than we have now,
mm-hmm.
it's still, we're not in the best conditions at all
mm-hmm.
in terms of how much water is needed.
Right.
So,
has this particular season been worse than others?
Yes, from what I'm hearing, yes, it has been
yeah.
quite a bit worse than other seasons. And you know, it gets exhausting sometimes. because I know people are, you know, they're frustrated and they want things to be better, and, you know, I agree with them.
Right.
But there are certain things that you cannot control. You know, you would like to control them, but to be honest, you can't.
Yep.
And,
yeah, of course.
Right,
and so what...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what are some of the steps aside from rationing that maybe local officials have kind of passed along to you guys, or are they not even at that point yet?
No, I think we're going to get to that point, but not yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've told us there are certain days that we can water our plants at certain times, you know, so just to monitor that everything is going well and when we're not overusing it. So, you know, it's always just being careful and being able to, yes, use the water, but use it in a way that we're not, spoiling it or throwing it away, and it's being used in an appropriate manner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially there's a lot of farming in California.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that's very needed because we have a lot of farming in terms of vegetables and almonds and things like that, which is a big market.
Right.
But it has to be, you know, maintained, so they're trying to get other people to just take it as easy as you can, making it as safe as possible.
You know, sure.
We also don't want fires, but also we want to maintain the farms and do it one day at a time to see what happens, and hopefully things will get better.
And have you guys had that threat already of wildfires this season so far?
A little while ago, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But not as serious as it could be. So.
Right. Well, that's good. And hopefully, there's a little bit of rain headed your way.
Definitely, yeah. We always.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're always, hoping that will happen soon.
Yep. Yeah, because I know even here in New York, we've only had, over the last couple of days, a couple of days of rainfall, but it's been pretty dry here so far this season as well.
Yeah.
And Elsa, while we're winding down, because we only have a couple minutes left, I'm just curious,
yes.
What other plans do you have as far as traveling? Because I know that that you love to travel. In terms of future plans for traveling, where would you like to go?
Oh my gosh. Actually,
should I ask you where wouldn't you like to go?
I think the next one that we're thinking about is doing the Rhine River cruise, where you go down the Rhine River and you go into France and all the countries that are, you know, close by. And again, you can pick and choose, but a lot of it is, seeing the town, seeing the history.
Right.
You know, and getting to know the people. How are they doing? Because, you know, in some of the countries, their recession is pretty terrible, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how are they overcoming that?
Sure.
And you know, getting more jobs for their people and things like that, yeah.
Well, that's, traveling down the Rhine sounds like a pretty incredible trip there. And I just want to thank you for coming on to the show, as we are unfortunately winding down to the last couple of seconds here. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and I hope we can have you on soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, well.
Thanks for you listening to me. So.
Absolutely. Anytime, Elsa, anytime. So okay. From everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying thank you to Elsa Gomez. And, again, we hope to have her soon. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Thank
have
you
a great night, everybody.
You
Take
too.
Care, Elsa.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.